hello and welcome to episode 9 of Arriba, Folklorico Music and Dance of Mexico. This is your host, Federico Castañeda, welcoming you to this episode, the third in a series where we talk to Show Janitzio, the musical troubadour group in San Antonio, Texas, at Estela's Restaurant in a live interview right after they had performed. We're going to focus more on the genre of Mexican music that is more historical. During the 1910 to 1920 Mexican Revolution, or called La Revolución Mexicana de 1910, there was a famous type of music that was played, a famous type of song that was sung, and it was called the corrido. This gave the esprit de corps. It has at its roots the legendary figures of the heroes, such as Valentín de la Sierra. It paid homage to Francisco Villa, Emiliano Zapata, and all the heroes of the Revolución. It also paid homage to the women, because during this conflict, the women stood by their men, took up arms, fought as valiantly and as courageously as the men themselves, and became soldiers in their own right. They fought against the Federales, and they fought with the leaders like Venustiano Carranza and Francisco Villa and Emiliano Zapata and all of these. There were five women that are going to be mentioned here. These are the five that were made legendary figures by having the songs and the poems created in their own right with their own names. And they were corridos that were played and sung. The most famous of all is La Cucaracha, with the lyrics, la cucaracha ya no puede caminar porque no tiene, porque le falta marihuana que fumar. You'll hear that there are some other lyrics there in the complete story in the interview. We also have Jesucita en Chihuahua, a polka, very famous polka, just like La Evangelina and La Revolcada, danced during that age. The other three women that were honored were Juana Gallo, La Valentina, and La Adelita. As a matter of fact, the term La Adelita has come to mean significantly a noun of any of the women soldiers during that time of the Revolución. A lot of the female musical groups that play mariachi music or that play any kind of Mexican music call themselves Adelitas, and they come dressed as the women warriors of the Mexican Revolution of 1910. So without further ado, we're going to have the interview with Show Janitzio talking about the corridos and the polcas of the Revolución. And then afterwards, we're going to have two live musical pieces. They're not going to be from a CD. These are live and recorded right after our interview and performed by Show Janitzio at their restaurant, Estela's. One is going to be a corrido of the legendary hero Valentín de la Sierra, followed by a very sad song, one that is called La Muerte de un Soldado, or The Death of a Soldier. The story of a death of a soldier is that a young soldier ready to go to battle for the Revolución stops at the window of his loved one, of the girl he loves, and says, "Don't cry for me, I'll be back tomorrow." However, during the battle, he is killed. He lies on the battlefield, and as the shadow of the moon falls over him, he expires. However, the shadow from the moonlight falls upon the window of the house of his girlfriend, of the one that he loves, and there's a murmur in the wind, and she can hear him say, "Don't cry for me, because I'll be back tomorrow." Very sad song, but a very famous one in the public domain that was very famous and sung during that time, called La Muerte de un Soldado. So now, let's take you to the interview and the performance of these songs with Show Janitzio, the corridos and the polcas from the Mexican Revolution of 1910, La Revolución Mexicana de 1910. Okay, we're here with Show Janitzio. There are four of them here, the trio that have normally played. And we're talking to Daniel Gallegos, who happens to play the accordion. And he was just telling us that it's very rare for this particular genre of música romántica or a trio to have an accordion player. Tell us.
Yeah, well, my opinion is that I'm very grateful that Juan Carlos has accepted me here on the Show Janitzio. Accordion has never been with a trio, never before. I mean, you always sing
in the conjunto norteño, right? And that's when the accordion comes. Or the polkas.
Requinto and all that is the main instrument of the trio. Okay, it's the main requinto.
Okay, so
right now, you know, I'm glad that he accepted me and the people have accepted the accordion on a trio.
Yeah, well, later on, we're talking in this round about the Corridos de la Revolución. Mm. And of course, the accordion is great. Beautiful there, especially in some of the instrumentals like La Vangelina, and you just played one of the Norteño songs as well. But for the Corridos, that's going to be something special. Okay, so Juan Carlos and
Manuel,
we're talking here to the show Fanicio, the trio. When was it that you obtained the services of Daniel as an accordion player to be with the group?
Well, the first thing, he has used to come and see us.
Okay, so he was one of your audience.
Yeah, uh-huh. And he asked me to...
audition?
Audition. Not audition, this he...
To jam with you, right?
Yeah, and okay.
He's a friend of ours.
Okay, so he basically in a friendship started playing with you, and next thing you know, he integrated as part of the group, and that's wonderful. So
because I've been playing with Tejano.
Oh,
Tejano,
you've been
Conjunto.
Right.
And mariachi. The last thing is trio, which is something
totally different.
Because like I'm saying, and I will repeat again, in Mexico, you don't see an accordion with these old-fashioned trios.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
The golden era.
The golden era of the 50s and 60s, yeah, the música romántica.
There's only one group in Mexico that exists that they use have an accordion with them. The name is Los Cometas. They use a accordion piano.
Okay, a piano accordion, right?
Piano accordion, yeah, and it's the only one.
Right, and the accordion you use, Daniel, is?
It's a diatonic.
Diatonic.
Diatonic accordion.
Okay.
That means that one note in and out is different. The piano accordion, of course, you see it has...
the piano keys, right?
Piano keys. And this is a button accordion. So that's the only difference, you know. There's a slight difference of sound in the accordion, but I make it sound more a little close to a piano accordion, you know.
Well, this is very interesting because you've had now experience with mariachis. You've had experience with, as they say, conjuntos tejanos. And for our listeners, tejano music is an offshoot of the música norteña.
Yeah.
That is very popular in the southern United States. Actually, it's popular in northern Mexico, and we'll talk about the Norteño region a little bit later in the podcast. But it's an offshoot of that, and now you've got your experience with the trio. Let's talk and shift a little bit about the music of the Revolución Mexicana. Now, my father was in the Revolución. He worked for Telégrafos de México, and if you see the movie that is called The Wild Bunch, with William Holden and Ernest Borgnine, the little mocoso, as we say, the 12-year-old snot-nosed kid who was running, carrying the written messages that came over the telegraph line from the colonel to the battalion commander to the general. That's what my father did. He was a runner in the Telégrafos de México. And later on, he retired after almost 35 years working in Telégrafos de México. So I have some heritage from the Revolución Mexicana. But now, during the Revolución, there was a new type of music that came around, and that new type of music was called El Corrido.
El Corrido.
Which is a type of a ballad, heroic ballad, but it had significant features. Number one, it was always about a legendary hero,
correct,
most of the time, such as Valentín de la Sierra, or about Benjamín Argumedo. And it very strange and very different in this Revolución, where over a million Mexicans, unfortunately, were killed during this 10 years.
La delita.
Right. The women took a part in the Revolución because they stood by their men. They were soldiers along with the men. They fought with them. And there were at least four women that were legendary and made into songs or corridos. Mm-hmm. The most famous of them all is the one that the worldwide knows but doesn't understand where it came from. And that's La Cucaracha. And the second one is La delita, or Adele, as her name is. There was a third one that was called Valentina.
La Valentina.
And the fourth one, Juana Gallo.
Juana Gallo. Those are the Jesucita in Chihuahua.
And Jesucita or Jesse in Chihuahua. Those are the five most famous of all the corridos or that were turned later into polka. Jesucita in Chihuahua is a polka.
Yeah, it's a polka.
And, Juan Carlos plays es un popurrí. Está incluido la cucaracha, pero está muy bien compuesto.
He plays a medley where he has the cucaracha played in all the corridos of the Revolución.
Yeah, they played it last night. You know.
We used to play in that popurrí Jalisco,
right?
One of the most popular songs from Mexico, El Rancho Grande.
Right, allá en El Rancho Grande.
And then we include the cucaracha. It's a pretty different song. Also, I want to let you know that la cucaracha and the Revolución, they use it to communicate
from one group to another as a code.
What is going on?
Right, as a code.
Yes.
So they had their own code talkers in the form of corridos or ballads with the lyrics from songs like La Cucaracha. And for our listeners, we're not going to go into it now, but if you want to get into the details of La Cucaracha, there are four or five main stems from that. So they have refrains. And the whole thing is based on the story of a woman who was a soldadera, but she was basically living from day to day and had many lovers in the garrison. She met this one particular colonel. His name was Antonio Zeta, and Antonio Zeta captured her heart. She went with him, but he was killed in the Battle of Zacatecas and left her with his child. So she was a widow, and the child was an orphan. And the whole story of the cucaracha is told in the ballads. La cucaracha, ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta un tequila para brindar, dos muletas para andar, y luego marihuana que fumar, because she was so down and out after the death of Antonio Zeta. For those of you who want, I'll put a link in the show notes to the 1954 movie starring Maria Félix, Antonio Aguilar, Emilio Fernández, Cuco Sánchez, Pedro Armendariz, and Dolores del Río, and Flor Silvestre, is called La Cucaracha.
Columba Dominguez.
Right.
And Eric del Castillo. Also.
Right. And so that is the movie that where you can get the most of the history. But the ballad, and I wish I could put in the show notes the actual verses there. If not, I'll put a link to the Poesía de Antología Mexicana, where the page number where you can get the actual real verses of La Cucaracha. And so you're going to play for us a little bit of the... so we can get a flavor of what it is of the Corrido de la Revolución. In particular, one very sad one that talks about a soldier who's just joined the outfits. You don't know if he's a Villista, Carrancista. You don't know if he's a Federal, but he's leaving for battle. And he goes to his loved one that night and he says,
adios.
Adios, adios, lucero de mis noches.
Dijo un soldado.
Dijo
un soldado.
Me voy, no llores, ángel mío, que volveré mañana. And of course, he dies in the battle, and the shadow comes illuminating on the doorstep, and at the end, murmuring only the voice of that soldier saying to his loved one in the cool of the evening after the battle, no llores, ángel mío, que volveré mañana. It's called La Muerte de un Soldado. It's in the public domain, and we're going to have you play that one. And also... another one that we talked about, the heroic legend, Valentín de la Sierra. Mm-hmm. And in the third one, Jesucita en Chihuahua, so they can see not only what a corrido was, but also a polka during that era. Do any of you in Show Janicio have any relatives that were in the Revolución?
I mean...
Well, like my father-in-law, well, they are from Durango, Well, he tells me that some of his people, his family members, they were, on La Bola, en La Bola.
Right. La Bola happens to be in the ruckus of the fighting of the Revolución.
But other than that, no.
Like my father, when he was a part on the side of the Federales, actually as a telegrafista. So,
May I add one thing? Well, we've been talking only myself, Manuel and Juan Carlos. But a very important asset on the Trio Janicio is Abraham Beltran, because he plays the requinto. And the requinto is is what you hear at the beginning, at the in the middle of the song, at the end of the song, and the personality of Trio Janicio, it's after
Abraham. Okay.
Abraham mostly all the songs.
Right. And for our listeners, the requinto happens to be the musical instrumentation used when you actually pick at it and play lead melody.
Right. The lead melody. Right.
The lead melody. And so the requinto is famous not only as a musical instrument, which is a small guitar-like stringed instrument that plays, and especially in the conjunto jarocho, but other conjuntos, but you play the requinto, and that's something that's very, very, very...
the introductions of the songs, the original introductions, he knows them. So when he plays the original introduction of the song, then everybody enjoys and gives us a very good frame to sing,
He sets the stage and then allows you to come in on key with a lot of power. So with the intro.
So he is not imitating. He plays that plus... his style, so that it gives a very rich way of playing the guitar.
Okay, so before we go into the music, let me just reiterate, Abraham Beltran, the one who plays requinto, we just heard about the introduction.
And Manuel Mier.
Manuel, and the instrument you play
with
is?
With a trio, I play the bass.
The bass, okay. And then
Juan Carlos Hernandez, I play the guitar.
Also one of the singers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Daniel, you play the accordion. Okay, so let's then take it and listen to these three songs from the era of the Revolución Mexicana, from 1910 to 1920, where you had famous legendary heroic figures such as Francisco Villa, otherwise known as Pancho Villa, outside the United States, and also Emiliano Zapata, for those who are in Latin America, and of course the females of the Revolución, La Adelita, Jesucita en Chihuahua, Juana Gallo, Valentina, and also La Cucaracha. And there are two other heroic episodes from the legendary heroes. One is Benjamín Argumedo. And by the way, there was a film that was made about Benjamín Argumedo by the deceased Antonio Aguilar. And if you want to, we'll put a link in the show notes so you can actually see the history that really was created by the song. And in this case, we're going to actually listen to them sing La Muerte de un Soldado, Valentín de la Sierra, and Jesucita en Chihuahua.
Me voy, eres ángel mío, que volveré mañana. Ya se asoma la estrella del oriente, ya se divisa en el oriente el alba y en el cuartel tambores y cornetas están tocando Diana. Están tocando Diana.